What happens when an entire civilization chooses ease over excellence? We're living the answer. Over 1 million people across 30 countries now voluntarily plunge into ice water, crawl through mud under barbed wire, and push their bodies to absolute limits through Spartan races. Not despite the suffering, but because of it. This isn't masochism. It's a rebellion against the epidemic of comfort that's turned us soft, anxious, and perpetually dissatisfied. When you can order anything with a tap, avoid every inconvenience, and never face real physical challenge, something essential withers inside you. The Spartan philosophy offers an antidote, deliberate discomfort as a path to genuine strength. Think of it as vaccination for the soul, controlled exposure to hardship that immunizes you against life's inevitable difficulties. The transformation doesn't happen at the finish line. It begins the moment you commit, when that voice saying, "I can't," gets drowned out by one asking, "What if I could?" Picture 350 miles of frozen Quebec wilderness, 30 degrees below zero. The Raid International Ukataq pushed competitors beyond exhaustion into hallucinatory territory, faces appearing in trees, phantom McDonald's smells in frozen wilderness. One night required a miserable mountainside bivouac after rappelling ropes came loose, followed by a treacherous six-hour ice climb where one mistake meant death. Surviving the impossible changes you fundamentally. Growing up in 1970s Queens, workaholic father, violent fights, family cycling through prison forged strength through adversity. When the late 1980s crash destroyed everything, moving to Ithaca in near poverty recalibrated perspective. Basic necessities felt like abundance. That shift became foundational, appreciating what you have rather than craving what you lack. This sparked a question: what if this transformative experience could reach millions? The death race came first, brutal and exclusive, with 15% completion rates. The Spartan race evolved into something more accessible, yet equally transformative, offering three formats testing natural human abilities, just heart and survival instinct. The name instantly captured the philosophy: strength, bravery, zero tolerance for nonsense. History's greatest endurance feats reveal human capability. Sir Ernest Shackleton's recruitment ad read, "Hazardous journey, bitter cold, constant danger, safe return doubtful." 5,000 applied. After their ship was crushed by Antarctic ice, they survived months on ice floes, made an 850-mile sea journey, and completed a 36-hour mountain crossing. Shackleton saved every man. Lewis and Clark essentially completed an Ironman triathlon daily for 2.5 years while mapping uncharted territories. These weren't superhumans. They were ordinary people who refused to quit. That's Spartan mentality. Your mind offers perfectly logical reasons to stop long before your body needs to. Sarah Marbach weighed 440 pounds at 21, facing dire health consequences. After gastric bypass surgery and lifestyle changes, she tackled a Spartan race. Many obstacles proved challenging, so she accepted penalty burpees when necessary. But she attempted every single one. Her perseverance inspired teammates, while fellow Spartans helped her over walls. Spartan obstacles expose your weakest link, whether physical or metaphorical. Overcoming these builds confidence to tackle life's real obstacles: addiction, unhappiness, stagnation. Modern society offers endless shortcuts, but Spartans deliberately choose the harder path for its greater rewards. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiment revealed that children who delayed gratification became more successful adults. This principle applies universally, from morning workouts to meeting deadlines. Grit enables persistent effort despite challenges. While talented but lazy athletes falter, those with modest talent who practice relentlessly achieve extraordinary success. Developing grit requires writing clear plans, sharing them with supporters, eliminating distractions, journaling progress, and adjusting without abandoning goals. The normal American life of processed food and sedentary habits leads to sleepwalking through existence. Spartans choose movement, the essence of life itself, rejecting comfort for growth. The first Spartan race in May 2010 faced a marketing challenge, convincing people to voluntarily endure torture that would somehow be fun. Nearly 700 competitors gathered in Burlington, Vermont. Within 20 minutes of ice-cold water immersion, many faces showed anger. Yet almost everyone persevered, finishing with unexpected joy. Jim Mullane exemplifies reframing obstacles. Diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma in 2001 and given 6 to 8 years to live, he underwent intensive chemotherapy. During remission, he fathered 2 daughters before relapsing in 2011. Days before a Spartan race, scans showed cancer progression. He raced anyway, finishing 39th in his age group. For Mullane, the race paralleled his cancer battle, both requiring courage, strength, and perseverance. The happiness formula most miss. Happiness equals what I have now, what I had before. This explains why millionaires aren't infinitely happier than Maasai warriors. We quickly adapt to luxuries, creating perpetual dissatisfaction. Reset your frame through daily intense exercise, which releases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, healing stress and preventing anxiety. Meditation increases pain thresholds and releases feel-good chemicals. As Stoic philosopher Epictetus taught, true wealth comes from having few wants. Physical fitness forms the core of the Spartan ideal. Our bodies evolved for movement, not sitting for hours. Yet 69% of American adults are overweight or obese. The Spartan approach rejects participation trophy culture. At Spartan Race, participants face penalties for failing obstacles and receive no medal for quitting. Pain drives improvement. Rewarding mediocrity breeds complacency. Ancient Spartans deliberately subjected children to adversity, providing insufficient food and forcing them to acquire what they needed. Outdoor training offers advantages gyms cannot match. Uneven terrain challenges balance, engages supporting muscles, burns more calories, and boosts serotonin while reducing depression. Modern society sacrifices health for convenience. The Spartan diet emphasizes plants and moderate grains while eliminating processed foods, added sugars, and trans fats. The obesity epidemic spreads globally. China leads with 92.3 million diabetics, followed by India and the United States. American fast food serves 50 million daily, generating $110 billion annually. Sugar triggers dopamine release like heroin, creating addiction. Breaking free requires protein, healthy fats, and fibrous vegetables. Andy transformed after her weight disgusted her. She logged meals and exercised regularly, persisting while friends enjoyed her favorite foods. Her progress led to a top 10 triathlon finish, then obstacle and Spartan races. Studies of blue zones reveal longevity strategies aligning with Spartan principles: regular movement, finding purpose, stress reduction, eating to 80% satisfaction, consuming plants, and building community. Spartan Race fosters extraordinary team spirit. 55-year-old Kathy Bergman recruited 13 middle-aged neighbors, transforming her property into a training ground. By race day, Kathy had lost 170 pounds. The team finished muddy, bloody, and exhilarated. The Spartan Code includes pushing limits, mastering emotions, continuous learning, generosity, leadership, standing up for beliefs, knowing strengths and weaknesses, proving oneself through actions, and living each day fully. Pushing beyond perceived limitations reveals your true capabilities. Kevin Giotti rehabilitated from thoracic spine fractures to become a champion racer. His first Spartan race, with natural obstacles, freezing water, and barbed wire crawls, transformed him. I knew when I crossed that finish line that it was only the beginning of a new and improved life. Heidi Bratley lost over 100 pounds through discipline, then faced her husband's unexpected death. Rather than relapsing, she continued her transformation, eventually losing 229 pounds and completing a Spartan race. We become prisoners of perceived limitations, finding security in dissatisfaction. High-intensity interval training triggers powerful hormonal responses rooted in fight-or-flight survival mechanisms. Sprinting for 30 seconds sets off hormone blasts lasting 2 hours, mimicking prehistoric hunting situations where hormones burned fat and built muscle. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, we've forgotten the most powerful antidepressant, deliberate challenge. Your body isn't a vehicle for your brain. It's the reason your brain exists. Every time you choose ease over effort, you're voting for the person you'll become. Life guarantees obstacles. The question is whether you'll train for them.